Now, this Wednesday sees the latest meeting of the Castle Island Corcaguina Municipal District area. One of the motions that is down for discussion is by Fine Gael's Bobby O'Connell. It relates to when councillors are told, or the fact they're told at all, when social housing is handed out to people in the Municipal District, particularly social housing in relation to the ones provided by or managed by approved housing bodies. Fine Gael Councillor Bobby O'Connell is with me on the line. Bobby, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
How are you this morning?
Very good.
You're concerned about housing, though, and social housing. And tell me how this works in practice. You want councillors to be notified. This is not the normal run-of-the-mill, I suppose, in terms of when the council provides a house for somebody. It's through the approved housing bodies.
Correct. That's the reason I put down the motion here, Gerry, is because there is an anomaly that is, you know, it affects all councillors, not just myself. In the normal run-of-the-mill, Kerry County Council have their own estates, or they build houses, and houses are allocated on there's a list provided, and who's ever top of the list, it starts on top and works down, and they're offered the houses. But when an approved housing body builds houses, as they did, we say, for instance, in Castle Island, or in any town or village for that matter, if they build 12 houses, they have to take the tenants for those houses from Kerry County Council's list. Kerry County Council effectively sends them a list of applicants and would say that, look, this person is top of the list, so we would recommend that you give them, that you allocate the house to them. And they generally, you know, that's the way it's done. And Claude would then contact the potential tenant and say, look, we're offering you a house. But when it's done by an approved housing body, the councillors in the relative area do not get informed about this. And the trouble with this is that I might have been there, or any of my colleagues in the Castle Island area, or any councillor in the area or whatever, might have been making representations for somebody to try and get them a home, get them a house. Some of them might have been on for 10, 12, even 15 years. It depends on how bad the situation is, obviously. And you might admit, but they've allocated the house and you're not told at all. And the thing is that, you know, they might be in the house for 6 months before you actually realise they're after being housed. And you might meet somebody uptown or meet their relative and you could say, look, hopefully this, they might get housed shortly or whatever. And they turn around and you say, well, my son or my daughter or myself, I've been housed for the last 6 months. And you could also have a situation where you have been making reps for somebody and some other councillor finds out about it. Correct. And they might have anything done. And they go back and they might have any reps at all on the file for that person. And they get all the credit for getting them the house. So what I'm saying is that this has to change. That's why I have the motion down on Wednesday to say that when the houses are allocated, that the council in the respective areas should be told.
Every councillor should be told at the same time, sent out a list, shall we say, that this person A got house B, and that's how it should work.
Absolutely. Now, everyone is very happy that these houses are being provided by the AHBs. There's not a question about that. But it's the way it's done. I mean, there shouldn't be any change. And the local reps being informed that the houses have been allocated, whether they take them or not is another matter. But the fact that have been made an offer by an approved body, because those applicants are coming off our list. They're on the Kerry County Council list that we have been making reps on, you know. And I think it's common courtesy as well. And it's a serious anomaly. It's an anomaly that's there.
Okay,
and it needs to be rectified.
What sort of a response do you think you will get? Because obviously there must be a reason for this policy.
Well, that's what needs to be outlined, because I have raised it now before this with management. I have made my feelings known, and I expect to, and I know I will get full backing from my fellow councillors on the day, because, you know, it affects every councillor, not just in the Castle Island area. It affects all councillors in every area, because these bodies, while they're doing great work, if those tenants are coming off the housing list on Kerry County Council with applicants, more especially if you have been making reps and have gone to a lot of trouble to try and get somebody housed. I think that it's just common courtesy to tell, and it's a lack of respect to them if we're not being informed. And Kerry County Council can do this without informing Clwyd either, because, I mean, they can tell us, look, your client here, the person that you have been making all the reps on, is being offered the house. Now, whether they take the house or not, that is a different matter.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, look, we'll see what happens. It's an interesting one. We'll see if there is a policy in place. There probably is, but why it's in place and if it will change. But give us your view on that. Thanks very much for talking to us. That's Councillor Bobby O'Connell there of Fine Gael was on the line about the motion he is in.